It helps my other forms of business. So if I'm doing private lending, my private lenders see me on TV. If I have a conversation, they're like, oh, I've seen you on TV. It's so easy to sell because the credibility's there. They feel like they know and trust me.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Javier Hinojo, of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And today, we have Tony Javier, or Javier. I'm not sure how you pronounce his name because my first name is Javier. And one thing that I didn't tell you before we started recording is I used to go by Anthony or Tony because my middle name is Anthony. So I used to be.
Oh, you're kidding.
I used to be Tony Javier, right? People used to call me Tony all the time. And then, you know, Javier went away. So we kind of have opposite first and last name, which is pretty, pretty cool. But Tony, it's so nice to have you on the show. Let us know a little bit about you, where you're from. And I know it's morning for you and it's afternoon for me.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on, man. I love meeting people like yourself and doing some high-level stuff, high-level conversation. So I've been investing in real estate for 20 years now, done close to 1,000 flips over the last 20 years. So I've been through just about anything you can think of. You know, the first 10 years of my business were a lot different than the last 10. So, you know, people ask me, what would I have done differently starting out? So I guess I'll go ahead and tell you how I started first. So are you familiar with Carlton Sheets, no down payment system?
Yeah, no down payment, no money down. That's like, I think that was, you know, everybody who's mostly who starts in real estate, they got no money down.
Yeah, 70s, 80s, and 90s. He was huge on TV. So I saw his commercial, spent $200 on the course. And within, I think it was about 5 months, I had my first property and just started burying properties back in 2001. So 21 years ago. So that's how I got started. And, you know, from that day, I pretty much bought properties with no money down, even to this day. Even though I have a lending company myself, I still raise money for my deals and I still buy properties with no money down. So that's how I got started. And like I said, I've been through a lot over the last 20 years. And, you know, people ask me what I would do differently starting out 20 years ago. And there's typically two answers that I give them. One is to create a community of support. So like, even just like you and I having this conversation now, you and I are connected. We met in a mastermind group, right? So we kind of, you know, I'm already connected to a group there and you and I are creating this relationship. So I don't know where it's going to go, but there's so many things that I would have done 20 years ago with creating relationships that it took me a long time to do. And a lot of that is just having a support system because there's a lot of stuff that can happen in your business to where if you have people you can talk to and lean on. And the biggest thing for me is once I started getting a part of mastermind groups and getting coaches and stuff like that, I realized the mistakes that I had were common. You know, when you first start out and you start having mistakes, you're like, man, am I not doing this right? You know, not smart enough for this. I mean, you just kind of doubt yourself when things start happening. So I love being a part of groups. And then what you and I are probably going to jump into is, you know, TV 9 years ago, I ended up getting into TV commercials for real estate, finding motivated sellers. And I was one of the first investors around the country to get on TV. There's only one or two other investors I know of. I think actually one other investor I know of that has been on TV longer than me. And it's something now that I'm really passionate about doing for my clients is getting them on TV as well. So, you know, 20 years ago, I started as a rehabber and flipper doing basically burrs. The first 10 properties I actually ever did, I used the burr method. So I don't want to say I invented the burr, but I've been, you know, doing burr since burr was an actual thing or an actual term. And then, you know, today I have a lending business. So we do gap funding for real estate investors where we fund down payments for real estate investors, which there's really no other company that I know of that's doing that. We can also bring the first position now as well. So we can fund 100% of people's deals. And then I spend a lot of my time on that as well as getting our clients on TV around the country. So about 6 years ago, I was fortunate enough to be able to automate my business to where my team in Wichita, Kansas runs my operation and I live in San Diego, California.
San Diego, man, I love San Diego.
Yeah, my favorite place in the US. So that's why
I got
why
my
we're
dad
here.
To move over here from San Diego to North Carolina. I love the weather and I got my dad to move to North Carolina from San Diego and people ask me, how in the world did you do that? Because I think San Diego is one of the few places on earth that has like this perfect weather, you know, which is perfect weather. And all right, people move there all the time. People move out. I don't know why they move out. But if I would move to California, it'd be San Diego.
Well, I can tell you why people move out. It's either taxes, in this day, it's politics. I mean, honestly, we're thinking about moving as well. I mean, I would still have a second home here. I'd probably visit all the time, but the, you know, taxes are really high. Prices of housing is ridiculous. I mean, you can't find anything under $1 million really. And, you know, anything really nice is $2 to $3 million. And then just the politics and stuff. But other than that, it's hard to beat. It'll be tough leaving if we do decide to do that.
Cool. So I want to hit a couple of points. You talked about you're the inventor of Burr. So you heard it here first on The Naked Truth. This is The Naked Truth about real estate investing. So Tony Javier invented the Burr method.
No. That's right. Someone took what I did and put a name to it. Yeah,
Right. That's awesome. You know, you've been investing for 20 years, which is awesome. And one of the things you said that you would do right off the bat is make those connections, right? Networking. I'm a big advocate for networking. I would not be where I'm at if it wasn't for my network. And you hit the nail on the head where you said, sometimes you feel like you have this problem that like, oh man, I'm going to tell this to everybody. And I'm going to feel like, man, I'm an idiot. But then you say it and everybody's like, oh yeah, yeah, I just dealt with that like 2 years ago, or I'm dealing with that right now. Or, hey, this is what I did. Or somebody will connect you with somebody saying, hey, this guy had the same problem. And go talk to him, right? Let's see how he solved it. So it's definitely very important. So you would definitely say network a lot sooner than later.
Yeah. And it's not just network. Network is a pretty loose term. So networking, I could just go to a meetup group and go network, right? So that's kind of a more of a casual, you know, networking, but really it's creating a network that you talk to and meet with very frequently. So I have a mastermind myself now because it helped me tremendously over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, mastermind groups have. So I run a mastermind group myself where we get on a call once a week. And we get to talk about what's working for everybody, what's not working for everybody. And we just bring our things that are working really well and bring our issues to the table. And I'm a part of many, many, many groups like that as well. So it's not just networking per se. So just so people understand, it's really creating a network that you can lean on consistently, either every day, every week, every month, every year, whatever it happens to be. And you've heard the term, your net worth is in direct proportion to your network. And when you're creating your network, step up your game. Like, you know, your network, you want to get people that are at your level or even higher. And if you get the people that are much higher than you, it just totally raises up your mindset because you get to see, like, for instance, first mastermind I ever joined, one of the first guys I sat next to was doing 1,000 transactions a year, 1,000. I was doing, I think at the time, 50 flips a year. And I thought I was kind of hot sauce, you know? Yeah. And then I sit next to this guy and he's like, yeah, do 1,000 deals a year. And I'm like, 1,000 deals a year? Like, and then I meet another guy and he's doing 100 deals a year, another guy doing 250 deals a year. And I'm like, I feel a little bit smaller, which can be good, right? As long as you don't judge yourself a little bit too much of like, why am I not doing that? But it's more of like, wow, 100 is possible. 150 is possible. Shit, 1,000 is possible. Why can I not do 1,000 if I really wanted to? But there's also that balance too, right? Because some people chase, you know, the hundreds of deals, but they don't really have much of a life, right? So for me, I want to build all these big businesses, but I don't want to work any harder. I work 40 hours a week. I run 5 different businesses and I have really good people that run a lot of this stuff for me. So yeah, so just, you know, raising your mindset and having that support with other people that you associate yourself with.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Great advice, guys. Everybody listening in. If you're starting now, I know this audience, we got some people starting out. We got some seasoned investors and we got some pretty heavy hitters that listen to this podcast. But man, there's some great advice that Tony's given us. So make sure you take that to heart. And for sure, I agree 1,000% on the masterminds. Would not be where I'm at if it was not for masterminds. And I like that. The fact that you said, hey, networking is just networking, but you said relationships, right? Building those relationships. That's where the magic happens for sure. So I appreciate you sharing that. So let's transition a little bit now to TV, right? Tell me a little bit about TV, what you do for your clients. Like, what's your typical client? Just kind of give me the big picture, right? If I was coming in and say, hey, Tony, how can you help me with my business with doing TV? And one other question I want to talk about is how TV helped. Was it good or bad during COVID? So we'll talk about that in the second question.
Yeah. So right now it's really competitive. I got in this business 20 years ago. I mean, you had to go in the newspaper and call. You had to download the MLS on your computer. It wasn't even fully internet based. So things have changed over 20 years. About 5 years ago, maybe closer to, 3 to 5 years ago, I started seeing just a ton of competition hit the market. And I think it's podcasts and all that kind of stuff that, and YouTube and access to information, that showed people how to invest in real estate and become investors tomorrow if they want to. So you have everybody that's, you know, learning how to cold call, learning how to text. If they have enough money, they're doing postcards. So really, it's not necessarily like a bunch of big companies that are coming into different areas. It's just you have hundreds of investors now in different areas that are soaking up the inventory, that are buying the property. So it's much tougher to find deals. Yep. So the way that I was able to separate myself from the competition 9 years ago was TV commercials. So I had a guy that was doing $2 million a year with his construction business on TV. And he's like, man, you need to talk to my media guy. We're crushing it on TV and he could probably help you as well. So I called the media guy, his name's Drew. And, you know, he negotiated the spots for me. He did the production. I put the scripts together and did some stuff on my end. But he made it really easy for me to get on TV. So 9 years ago, got on TV first month, spent $3,000 and made $35,000.
Oh, that's nice.
So from then I was hooked. I'm like, okay. So over the last 9 years, it's just built a ton of credibility. I've probably spent an average of about 2 hours on managing my TV commercials. And because my media guy does the ad spend for me, when we shoot a commercial, if it does well, I typically don't touch it for at least 6 to 12 months. You know, it's so automated. And then on top of that, it helps my other forms of business. So if I'm doing private lending, my private lenders see me on TV, right? So if I have a conversation, they're like, oh, I've seen you on TV. Like, it's so easy to sell because the credibility's there, right? They feel like they know and trust me. And then when our team gets calls and meets with sellers, they treat us, you know, way differently when they know we're on TV as compared to any other lead that we get. So the credibility's there. There's little to no competition in most markets. So people are like, we're getting the buzzword out about TV. So there's some people outside of us doing TV, which, you know, it's very hard to do TV and a lot of them fail. You've got to have all the bits and, you know, the pieces together. And we've got all the data over 9 years and we know what works really well. The return on investments is great. The direct return on investment, we're getting anywhere from 5 to 10x for our business over the years. 11x is actually 11 times return on our money is the best that we've done. And most of our clients are doing 5 to 10 times on their ad spend. So if they're spending $5,000 in a month, they're getting back anywhere from 25 to 50,000 a month in profits. And we have clients that are spending 5,000 a month and getting 100,000 or more in some months. So it produces very well. So about a year and a half ago, I had someone approach me and they're like, you've done TV for longer than anybody I know, and you're doing really well with it. Why don't you take your system and help other real estate investors plug it into their market? And so rather than creating just another program out there where I just sell someone a program and they go do it themselves, I called my media guy that got me on TV 9 years ago. And I said, hey, if I put this together, would you be willing to do the ad negotiations, the production, basically take 95% of the work off of our clients and do the implementation for them? And he's like, let's go. I've got a team. I can, you know, he's been doing media for over 20 years. He knows it like the back of his hand. So we launched a program about a year and a half ago, getting real estate investors on TV throughout the country. And, you know, we're 120 strong right now that are in our program doing TV, and pretty much everybody is doing well because little to no competition, the return on investment's great, and they're just crushing it. So that's what we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I know I've heard some folks that are doing TV and they definitely like it. It's one of the top, if not the top, getting deal flow, especially now, like you mentioned before, right? Everybody has access to text messages. Everybody has access sending, you know, postcards, things like that. But if you're in a competitive market, right, and you got a brand new wholesaler who's got $2,500 in the bank account, right, which, you know, nothing wrong with that. You're just getting started, right? He's not going to probably spend $5,000 a month doing TV ads, right? So if you're already been, you know, if you got some cash, right, if you got some money, you can definitely stand out from the competition. You know, what would you say to that, Tony?
Yeah, 100%. You know, the thing about TV is even the big investors, like I talked to an investor a few months ago and he's like, I heard you launch this program. You know, I'd known him for a while and we had someone on TV in his market and he said, you know, what would it cost to get on TV in my market? And I told him and he goes, that's it. He goes, I would have done TV a long time ago. He goes, I've got someone in my market that I know doing TV. One of the only guys, if not the only guy doing it. And he's like, I thought it was going to be $30,000 a month, $40,000 a month, $50,000 a month to get on TV. So when I told him that number, so there's a huge barrier of entry, right? Just the mindset of people saying, yep. Number one, they don't think about TV mostly, right? Like as a real estate investor, most people don't go, oh, I'm going to go do a TV commercial. Two, if they do think about TV, They think it's way too expensive. And then just the other parts of it, like, where do I start? What stations do I call? What shows do I run on? What are the scripts I need to put together? How does the commercial need to look? I mean, there's so many different parts of putting together TV that people just don't get started or even sometimes don't even think about it. So there's not much competition. So, but even people who come to us where I'm like, sorry, the market's sold out. They know TV is a good marketing method, but they don't go do it themselves because it's so much to put together, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like you were just saying all the steps, my head started to hurt. I'm like, oh man, like I don't want to do all that. It's just so much work. Like
it's brain damage.
Yeah, brain damage, right? And then it's just the trial and error and the learning curve and how much money you're going to spend. When you start off a business right off the bat, right? I mean, you're going to spend so much money just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work, right? And at the end of the day, it might not even work, right? Because you did it wrong. You didn't have the right help. So I like the fact that you provided it's very easy for you. I like an easy button. Everybody's been listening to the show for a long time. I don't have any tattoos, but if I had a tattoo, it'd be a big ass tattoo of an easy button on my chest.
Yeah.
You know, just because I want something that's easy for me because I want to go make money, right? I don't want to start something from scratch. That's just my personality. So I like the fact that somebody can come in and if the market's available, you know, you guys have I'm assuming this is the way it works. You have a consultation. If it's a good fit, if the market's open, right, then you guys can start setting up all the system and processes for them right off the bat. How long would that take?
It's pretty quick. I mean, I've had clients come to us and say, you know, hey, I tried TV and I just couldn't get on TV because reps wouldn't call me back. They would try and sell me a $20,000 package in my market for one station. I mean, there are so many different things to it. My media guy is super efficient. So we know what works. So we know what stations work. We know what shows work. So basically when someone comes to us, we just go into their market. We call the stations. My media guy knows what questions to answer. He knows who to contact, you know, that kind of thing. So you typically have a schedule together within about a week to 2 weeks. While we're doing that, we put scripts together, scripts that we know that work and get those approved with our clients. If the client wants to be in the commercial, which we highly recommend, we set them up in their market to shoot the commercial. If someone doesn't want to be in the commercial, I can do the commercial. I've done commercials for a lot of our clients, or we can hire talent if someone wants something different than, you know, me on the camera. So usually it's about a 30-day process. You know, I say 45 to be safe because, you know, sometimes investors are busy and it takes them a while to get information to us. But for the most part, we do most of the work and we can get our side done within about 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a pretty quick turnaround. So what happened during COVID, right? So when COVID hit, now you have all these eyeballs, right? Watching TV. Like it was like nonstop. I saw something like the ratings of TV like skyrocketed just because everybody was home watching TV, right? So how did that help? Or did that affect it positively, negatively, or how did that go for TV commercials?
Well, TV has been pretty consistent for us over the last 9 years. I'd have to go, now that you mentioned that, I haven't really looked at that data. I'd be interested to go back and look between March and, you know, March and December, or even March to March, just to kind of see if there was an uptick in calls. I imagine there probably were, because you're right, there are more people that are looking at commercials when they're at home. But we've always done pretty well with TV, so it's not like we're like, man, we got 4 deals this month. That's not, you know, that's unusual. But I'd be interested to go back and look at it. You know, we did launch a lot of clients through COVID, and you know, clients are killing it through COVID. So it's kind of cool how COVID has actually helped our real estate investing business. You were probably in the same boat when COVID hit. I thought it was going to be doomsday. I thought everything was going to crash.
Yeah.
Oh man. It was. Yeah. Sure. So looking back almost 2 years from now, seeing that prices have gone up 30, even sometimes 50% in some markets since COVID hit, it's crazy to think.
So you do run the commercial, you do everything right. In the back end, you still got to have you got to have a closer, right? Because people are calling in. You still got to do that part of the business, right? The TV is not going to land you the contract, right? So hopefully that's not a misconception of everybody out there, right? You still have to go out. You still got to close that project, right? Am I assumed to say that? Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we do have a small percentage of our clients that don't do well with TV. We've only had one market that I can tell you right now that I know that leads just weren't coming in. It was the weirdest thing. We did it for 6 months and he was only getting like five calls a month, which statistically he still should have done probably a couple deals, but it was really dry. But most of our clients, when they get on TV, they get a lot of leads. And every once in a while, like we just had one cancel a couple days ago. They sent us the numbers, or they sent a cancellation notice. They'd been on TV for 90 days. And I said, okay, can you give us your numbers? Like, I'd like to know why you're canceling. And they had gotten 90 leads and only converted one. So I'm thinking, okay, I don't know if that's a TV issue. I feel like that has to be a conversion issue, because statistically with TV, for every 10 to 20 leads, you should be doing a deal. And if you're not doing very well in the closing, it should be one out of every 30, right? So anytime we get someone on TV, we just want to make sure up front, like, I don't want to spend your money if you're not going to convert. So we do pre-qualify our clients and make sure that they either have the team set up that they need to convert the leads, or at the very least, they have an idea of what they need to set up, because they're going to have to do work within the next 30 days to get that set up to get those deals closed.
For sure. Awesome. Well, that's some good stuff, Tony, man. I really appreciate it. You are the first one and the only one that's talking about TV advertising for real estate investors on this podcast. So I really appreciate you coming on. And how can we get a hold of you? How can the audience, how can we all get a hold of you?
Yeah, if you guys are interested in TV, go to realestatemasterstv.com. Again, realestatemasterstv.com. You can see more information about our program. You can fill out your information and see if your market's available. If it is, set up a call with my team and we'll see if we can get you on the air and start crushing it with TV commercials.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Thanks for saying that all exactly as I would have said it. But so I'm glad you know your website, Tony, which is awesome. Definitely good.
Yeah. But
look, this brings me to the best part of the show. And it's going to take about 3 to 3 minutes or so. This is what I call the naked truth roulette. I'm going to roll the roulette. It's going to be 3 random questions. It's got nothing to do with real estate. Nothing to do with real estate. Just so we know that you are a real person. Ready?
Okay.
Let's go. First one. Let's go. First question for Tony. All right. If you could hang out with any cartoon character, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. I haven't watched cartoons in so long. Actually, I know who it would be. I don't know if it's a cartoon character, but have you seen the movie Peter Rabbit?
Yeah, Peter Rabbit. Yeah, for sure.
Dude, that is the best animated show movie. I think that's the funniest, like, coolest little show. So I'd say Peter Rabbit for sure.
All right, Peter Rabbit. That's the first time I've ever heard of Peter Rabbit. So that's good. That's good. All right. First time for everything. Second question.
This is fun, man. You never know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah, man. This is neat. All right. What is the craziest thing you ever sneaked into the movie theater?
I don't know if it's crazy, but I'm pretty sure I've snuck alcohol at some point into a movie theater.
Okay.
I think I think probably everybody has, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's not water in that mug, you know, that, you know.
Oh yeah. I've snuck water too. And you know what? It's like $10 at some places for like a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So to sneak a bottle of water and you're actually saving quite a bit of money.
My 20-year-old told me the story where him and his friends walked into the movie theater. They snuck in, I think it was some cereal, Crunch, half a gallon of milk, bowls, spoons, and like a bag of chips or something like that. I'm like, how the hell did you get all that in the movie theater? It was hilarious. Anyways, and they're watching the movie. It was like a suspense movie. And he said all you could hear was them crunching.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, so I thought it was hilarious. But, you know, anyways, that's all right. So alcohol. Yeah, I've heard that one a few times. Third question for Tony. All right. I forgot to ask if you're married or anything like that. If you have kids. I forgot to ask that. It's my fault. But this question is, if you could take any celebrity on a date, who would it be?
Oh, man. My wife doesn't listen to these, luckily. So, oh, man. Who would it be?
Dead or alive? Dead or alive?
Oh, well, dead would be kind of weird.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're back.
Oh, man. Who would it be? I would say probably Kate Beckinsale.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
I like that. I like that, you know, slim, dark haired look. She kind of looks like my wife. So that's a safe answer.
There you go. Safe answer for sure. And thank you, Tony, for answering the questions on the Naked Truth Roulette. Thank you for being a good sport.
Absolutely, man. That's fun.
Yeah. I just like to do that because then we just all get a chance to get to know you, right? You know, you're still a real person. You've been doing real estate successfully for 20 years, right? You have 5 different businesses, but at the end of the day, right, we're still human beings, right? We're still you still snuck alcohol into movie theater, you know? You still like the Peter Rabbit, you know, as a cartoon. So, you know, it hits home, right? So I appreciate you answering those calls and those questions. So anything else before we let you go?
Now, the only other thing I'll say is I don't know exactly who watches this or listens to this podcast, but any which way, I kind of talked about TV. I talked about your network, but the thing I really love talking about is automating your business and doing what it is that you love to do. So for many years, I struggled with doing things that I thought I needed to do, meaning like project management and property management and meeting with sellers and all these things that produced results for the most part. But what I realized was that I wasn't nearly as good as I thought I was, because there were people better, and there are people better that do those jobs now. And once I stepped out of those jobs, I realized how much I really didn't like it, because it was sucking my energy. So when you guys are building your businesses, even if you guys have this most successful business out there, I just know too many people that take on too much, that don't do the things that they really like in their business, and they just work way too hard. So as I mentioned earlier, I work 40 hours a week typically. You know, I'll go on vacation a lot. I'll do 3-day weekends. You know, I really take a lot of time. Like this afternoon, I'm taking off and I'm going to go play pickleball this afternoon. Like, nice. You know, I make it more of like me doing the things that I like to do, hiring the things I don't like. And it's just so much easier. And you talk about network. Network doesn't necessarily just mean like networking with people and having like a support community. Your network could be people that are doing things for you as well. You know, I've got a YouTube guy. I've got a Facebook guy. I've got so many other people outside of my business. My media guy, you know, does most of the work with our TV clients. Like I just leverage myself with other people, which allows me to do more and get more for my people and clients. So when you guys are building your businesses, again, just there's so, you know, you mentioned the easy button. I don't know that there's really an easy button for everything or for that many things, but there is an easier button.
I like that.
Because even though I have people that are manage a lot of that stuff, it's not always easy. There's still, I still have to foreclose on properties. There's things that come up, but there definitely is an easier button. You just have to figure out how to get there.
Awesome, Tony. Thank you so much for being on the show, and you have a great weekend and enjoy that pickleball game.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
Cool. Nice to have you. Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel, or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's a really cool Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.